Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. For your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today, of all days, Election Day, by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
It is big Election Day.
I put the blue or red heart on my Facebook page just to get some engagement. There's like 500 comments. Yeah, pretty wild. Everybody's got something to say.
It is, yeah.
Which is great. Because, you know, you make a post on business or gym specific stuff, it goes nowhere. Yeah. Right? Just social media. And then you throw something like that, which is very polarizing. But, you know, it's relevant to 100% of the...
Yeah. You know. Everybody can speak to it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's obvious. So at least, you know, Facebook works.
It still does. It still does.
So let's talk about gym ownership and the whole thing. Let me tell you a quick story. So when I opened my gym back in 2009, I was 29 years old, just for easy math, from 45, so you guys don't have to do the math. Stay with me. And I'm just building the gym, right? I'm just trying to get clients in, and I'm very focused on, you know, just how many members can I get? Not really looking at many other things. And I ran into a member who's still a member today, a guy named Kevin. I would call him a friend.
Sure.
And, you know, Kevin is affluent, right? He's doing stuff. And he told me his goal, like, hey, my goal over the next couple of years is to, you know, generate $500,000 passive income every year through all of my investments. And I've got this, apartment complexes going on and this and the stocks and the dividends and all this stuff. I thought it was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
He goes, once I get all that going, then, you know, I could retire. And he's a young guy. He's not much older than me at the time. I was like, wow, how cool is that? Right. And I'm thinking, I'm coming out of corporate construction company, corporate America. And I'm like, I don't really have any of that stuff. I don't have a 401. Like, I had maybe 10 grand in there, sure, or something. And I'm like, here's this guy over here talking about $500,000 in
passive.
So he could retire. And I was like, wow, I don't have any of that, Kevin. Like, what do you suggest I do? And he's like, dude, your gym is your retirement. Your gym. And I was like, wow, you know what? I didn't think of it that way, because when you're in the mix, right, you're younger and you don't really think about retirement yet. And a lot of people that open gyms are in their 20s, right?
Sure.
It's very difficult to think about what happens when you're 75 years old. Yeah. Right. And when he said that, I said, wow, that really makes a lot of sense. But then the reality struck, and I started, you know, over the years you start seeing what gyms value at. Mm-hmm. And it's pennies on the dollar a lot of times.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, somebody's life work. They've spent 15, 18, 20 years building their business. Maybe it's one location, maybe it's two or three, but they either one, close the doors and walk away with zero to show for it.
Yep.
No retirement, no, nothing to kind of create wealth for themselves in the long term. Or they are just in such bad of shape in the gym, they just let it go to somebody who's willing to take over the lease, you know, give me a couple grand for the equipment or whatever. And just to kind of make sure it was still happening, I went on Biz Buy Sell, and I started looking at the prices of gyms across America. And yeah, it's still the same. You've got a gym, 15-year gym selling for $82,000.
Yeah, which is essentially the cost of the equipment in the building, right?
Maybe. And, you know, sure, there's some that are in the millions, but, you know, big box gyms are, you know, I just was reading some of the, you know, 8,000 members. It's like, okay, that's a big box. It's a different model. I'm thinking about the boutique micro gym model, either class-based or training-based or whatever. They're selling and giving these gyms away just to get out of them.
Yep.
Because they don't make any money. The gym owners, it's 100% on the gym owner to do the work. And nobody wants to buy that.
It's an undesirable, unattractive sell. 100%.
Right. And yeah. So I'm like, how do we get this podcast out today to make sure that people are not going to end up like that? Because that's the worst feeling that I can think of for somebody's put all your blood, sweat, and tear into this gym and this business for years. And you're just like, okay, now what I want to do in my life, close the gym and get zero.
Yeah.
And you're basically starting from scratch.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of our buddy Joe in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, when he came to us, little backstory on Joe, he was one of our first probably 30 clients when we were the agency, right? Like we were driving leads through his gym. And we did it for a while, and he became, much like you were talking about Kevin, right? Like, he became a friend. And I just asked him one day, I was like, hey, Joe, you know, you're getting up there. Well, like, what's your goal with the business? You know, do you have a plan to sell it? Do you got somebody who's going to be taking it over? Like, what does the future look like for you? And at the time, he was in his business over 40 hours a week. He was doing all one-on-one personal training, and he was the guy, right? And so when it came to even selling a client list, what's the value of a list when you're the one doing all of the work? Pennies on the dollar. And so he ended up bringing somebody else in the business, and they found us when we switched over and we started doing systems-based coaching, and they went through our program, right? And then what we did is we transitioned basically how he was doing business, where the money was going, what the value of the work that he was putting in and you know, look like on paper and things like that. And we helped him transition his whole gym over to a better model. Mm-hmm. We reduced his workload almost entirely, to where he had a system-based business with staff that was handling the fulfillment. But it put him in a position to where he had a value based upon what the business was worth. That's not just somebody coming in and buying a job, because that's what we're getting at, right? Like, it's not desirable for somebody to come in and have to go spend 60 hours a week to get that type of income. Nobody wants that. Right. They want something turnkey that's going to create some passive wealth for them and pay them a dividend without having to pull every lever.
So I get this question a lot. Like, how do you value the business? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of ways to value. But the simplest and, you know, the most easiest way to understand how much you can really get for your business is an equation, basically owner benefit times anywhere from low end one, high end five, maybe six, if you're a franchise, maybe multiple locations. So it's a big range. So let's kind of land in the middle. Let's call it three times owner benefit. So what is owner benefit, Tim? First, it's the profits. Okay. You just say you do $1 million a year and you're at 20% margin. You have $200,000 on the bottom. That's part of owner benefit. Now you pay yourself as an owner. Let's just say you pay yourself $100,000 out of the business. Sure. Okay, now you're at $300,000 owner benefit, and let's just say within the P&L in the expense line, you got your truck in there, and you got some health insurance, you got your cell phone, maybe you run to the grocery store, you throw that on the business. That's technically owner benefit. It's not needed to run the operations. It's like the owner's using the gym a little bit for personal expenses. That's also owner benefits. So now you got, you know, $200,000 in profit, $100,000 to, you know, your payroll, and just say you have another $100,000 to make it easy, $100,000 in owner benefit expenses that are going through the business for the whole kind of year. That's a lot, by the way. I just need to make the math easy. So now you're at $400,000 times three, $1.2 million for the business. Okay, that's about what you're going to get.
There you go.
Okay, now the number goes down the more that the owner is a part of the operation. So if you're in there doing the sales and maybe training 10 hours a week as an owner, and you do all the payroll and the bills and all of the stuff in there, that three goes to a two real quick and maybe a 1.5.
Sure.
Because at the end of the day, the person buying the business does not want to buy a job. They want to buy cash flow is what they're trying to buy.
Yep.
So they'll put $1.2 million into a deal and get $400,000 out of this every year for 3 years. And after 3 years, and hopefully they can get it up a little bit, right? To increase, that's their goal, right? Hey, yeah. If I come in, I'll throw some of my own twist into this thing and we'll make more money. That's what somebody's looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just say, you know, and I made the numbers easy, 1 million. You know, 20% margin, 100,000 for the payroll, and another 100 in owner expenses that are through the business. 400 times three. And that's in a situation where the owner's not in there.
Sure.
Okay. Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. Now, if you have four gyms and you've got middle management and a regional guy or girl, and now the owner's way up here, that three goes to a four and a half, maybe five, especially if you're part of a bigger brand.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, okay, cool. Now that you kind of understand how to make your business more valuable, what are you going to do over the next, and they do the last 3 years. Okay. So what are you going to do over the next 3 years from now to increase profit, to increase owner benefit, to reduce owner, I guess, burden on the business systems, get out of the operations, to make your exit the most possible value you can.
Yeah, and this is, I'm glad you kind of walked through that, because I was going to ask, like, let's go back to your story and kind of the transition of where you put your focus over the years, because mm-hmm. it got to this, right?
Yeah.
You know, initially, again, you kind of talked about, like, client count. Like, your focus has changed throughout the years.
Yeah.
To walk us through that, because at the end of the day, it's a lot of this goes back to like, when's the best time to plant a tree? You know what I mean? Like yeah. the E-Myth, right? Perfect, sure. perfect, you know, book for somebody who's starting a business that has the long-term goal in sight. But most gym owners find themselves in the operation doing, you know, putting out fires and training clients. It's sure. like 90% of their role. Nobody's really driving the ship or focused on the what comes next or what yeah. is the future of this for me.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of let's take us through like, you know, what, I don't know if there were certain things that happened that shifted your focus or if it was just another level of education or, yeah, you know, understanding, yeah. but you shifted from, initially it was client count, yeah. right? Yeah. The 300 mark on the whiteboard. I remember it very clearly. But now today, entirely different look, you know, is, or view is, that what you I look focus at the business.
On. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Because we had this conversation last week about what, as a gym owner, you mature and you start thinking about the end goal.
Yeah.
So everybody listening right now, I focus on the end goal now.
Yes.
In fact, focus on it before you even start. If you haven't opened your gym yet, figure out how you're going to sell it.
Yep.
It's kind of weird to think and you don't think about it, but that's probably the best advice anybody could give you. Start with the end in mind. Okay. So eventually, guys, I don't care if you're 22 years old right now or 55, you're going to want to sell your gym for something. Unless you're going to give it to your kids or something, maybe it's totally up to you.
You still want value in it and you still want it to have right, all the right. same things. Yeah.
So how do we maximize your exit? Because just like, you know, when I was 29, I didn't have any retirement plans. I had Kevin kind of get in my ear early and it was like, okay, now this makes more sense. So the things I focused on earlier, yes, all I cared about when I opened the gym was get as many members into this gym as possible. Okay, obviously, you know, it's zero. I started with zero. I wanted at least as many as I could. Figured the more people I can get in the gym, then obviously the better success we would be. Now, I wasn't charging enough, and that's when my focus changed to the next kind of numbers, gross revenue. Doesn't matter how many people I have, if I'm charging them $10 or $39 or whatever it was, I got to create a product that...
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least $30,000 or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
Increases the gross revenue. That made a lot of sense at the time because, you know, you can't get net profit until you have gross revenue. You have to have something coming in the door.
Yes.
So it's very focused on gross profit, revenue per member, getting the revenue up as high as I possibly could with the members that I had, because at a point, you know, they kind of tapered off. I wasn't getting that chunk of new members after you, like, you're matured a year or two.
So right. it went from the total number of people to the revenue per member coming in the door.
Yeah, and yep. the gross revenue total.
Yep.
Well, then obviously as you mature, you know, you're like, well, okay, it's not how much you bring in, it's how much you keep.
Mm-hmm.
Net profit. Okay, so net profit became my focus after the kind of the next phase, right? It's like, okay, well, I'm bringing in a lot of money, but I'm not making any money.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't paying myself a lot either. It was like, well, it's just all going out the door to marketing and staff, and you know, the rent was high and everything else. And so that's kind of as I adjusted, I went from, you know, membership numbers to gross revenue, to revenue per member to gross revenue. Now I'm focused on net profit. It's all about net profit. You know, let's reduce expenses. I'm still not paying myself a bunch. And so like the next kind of focus was like, okay, well, what owner benefit? Like mm-hmm. this has to benefit me. I'm working my ass off every day trying to put systems in and all these things. How do I make the benefit come to me mm-hmm. as the owner? And so that's where we focused in on tax strategies and, you know, a lot of, you know, moving parts when it comes to owner benefit. What can I put into the business that is a business expense, is kind of personal, like a cell phone's a very good example. I use my cell phone for work all the time, yeah. but obviously you use it for personal too, right? So there's some percentage there, you know, in car insurance and things like that goes into the business. And so like the next focus was, okay, well, net owner benefit, perfect. Because we're talking about valuation, owner benefits, everything.
Yep.
Then it was systematizing everything, okay? So I'm in the business. I'm starting to pay myself a little bit more. I'm making some money. I got the tax strategies. And now I'm like, okay, well, now how do I get out of the business, right? Owner systematizing, okay? That's where kind of everything changed around 2015, 2016 for me. And then over the last kind of phase, I've focused only on simplification. So even though we had systems, we had a good number of members, we had good gross revenue, we had good net profit, we had good owner benefit, we had systems, I felt like, okay, still too complex in here.
Sure.
And that was probably the biggest shift we made in the last couple of years was AB memberships, you know, one service category, got rid of large group training. And that's where we saw the scale happen. And everybody says, hey, when you focus on one thing, that's when you scale. Simplify, that's when you grow. Scale. Simplify. That's exactly what we had to do. We had yep. to simplify to scale. And so as you mature as an owner, you go through these phases of life just based on what's in front of you. But if I really thought, you know, and some of the times you can't get to simplification until you make a ton of mistakes first yeah. that you know that are wrong.
And, well, so, and you can't simplify when you have two things or one thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
sometimes you have to build the business a little bit larger to understand, hey, okay, now I've got all these moving parts.
Yeah.
Where is the success coming from? Where's the revenue coming from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start to trim the fat, if you may, right?
And that's exactly where, yeah, that's that kind of, that's the phase we're in now. It's like when we rebranded, we got rid of everything that was wrong. Like all the things I hated, was this was the one time to rip the Band-Aid off and just change everything now. And that's the best decision I've ever made, because I've made good decisions. I'm not going to say I've made like a ton of like bad decisions over the sure. years, or else wouldn't he be here. But that was probably the best decision. It was the day that we transitioned from Pulse to Legacy was the day that we took away all of the problems. We adopted some new ones and a lot more conversations around it. But like since then, and that was what, 2.5 years now?
Yeah.
It's not a crazy long time ago for a 15-year business.
About three, because it was, what, September to November?
Yeah, well, then we did the change in January of 22, 23. Gosh, we're into 24 now. Yeah, so it's either 2.5. Yeah, it's 2.5
years. Yeah, 2.5 so far, yeah.
Okay, so that's since then, everything's been simplified. The membership, you know, the cancellation of your appointment went down to 1 hour. Let's make it easy.
Sure.
Let's do weekly billing. Let's do an AB membership. One's annual, one's open. One can't freeze, one can freeze. One's 99, one's 129. Flat rate. Everybody, we got everybody onto those same rates.
Yep.
These are people that have been with us for 10, you know, years at that point, paying some old stupid rate at like half of what they should be yeah. paying. We said, if we're going to do it, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, we lost some members, but at the end of the day, it's the best decision we made.
Yeah. And it's difficult to kind of see that when you're, like you said, when you're early, you know, but you have to start to think like that as a gym owner. I mean, every single conversation we have with gym owners, it's, It's about putting yourself in that proactive seat and not just being the reactive owner. And unfortunately, so many gym owners are just showing up and doing what's in front of them today with no vision of the future, no end goal in sight. And I think like this conversation might be one of the most valuable of any podcast that we've ever done for the listeners, you guys listening. Because if you're not thinking this way, you will at some point be forced to. And to Tim's point and the story that, you know, he's told, the sooner you start thinking about this, the better. A lot of our gym owners, man, I mean, I could tell you just mainly the coaching clients, right? It's a lot easier to work with a gym that's doing well and has systems in place and they understanding than the gym owner who finds themselves in a place of desperation and now they're grasping at straws to get ahead or to get to the next level. And unfortunately, if you want something to sell, you need to be hyper-intentional about how you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. And it's the systems, the staffing structure, having those SOPs in place that run the business without you doing the work. And this is the point I was trying to get to is in order to make more revenue, there's a million things you can go do. You can add services. You can change or bring in different training types. There is a million different things you could do to bring in something to make more money. But to your point, it wasn't about adding. It was about subtracting that really allowed you to scale. And I think that's what, you know, the shiny ball syndrome that gym owners face, you know, you're hit with ads all the time, with promises, with, you know, new certifications, new equipment, all of these things that just distract you from where the business really is, you know, taking place, where the money's coming from. And I think that's where when you look at the business and you could decide, okay, these are my profit centers that are paying the bills. These are the ones that I should double down and focus on. The one thing gym owners are very seldom think about is like the work that it's going to take to do the next thing. So of course, yeah, that new certification or the new type of training or the new equipment that comes in, it sounds amazing. Oh, I could add $250,000 to my bottom line this year. Let me go do that. And then you realize you just added 40 hours of work to your plate. And my biggest advice would be anything that you're bringing into the business, if it can't happen on the staff or a system, it's a non-negotiable. Because at the end of the, well, I mean, you know, I guess initially, right, the gym owner is probably going to have some hands in getting things implemented and stuff like that. But it has to be done with the purpose of who are my people that are going to be running this? What is the structure of the business, the systems that are going to carry the weight? Because you're not trying to add another job to your plate in order to go make a few more bucks. And unfortunately, yeah, I think gym owners get stuck with that all of the time.
Yeah, you have a pretty good point there. It's, yeah, you can bring a ton of stuff into the business, but it creates more work.
Yeah.
And so is the more work worth the more money, or is it better to be more systemized, simplified, and now optimized? That's the last phase I'm in right now is, okay, what are the ancillary things that we can do? Like the stretch therapy is an absolute no-brainer for us. It sells itself. The clients are lining up for it. It is a complimentary service to what we're already offering. We've got a room for it. We've got coaches for it. We've got a certification for it. That's kind of like the phase now. Now we're optimizing more revenue per member with additional services that we can bring in that don't create, yes, that nightmare of extra work to get the job done. So, so yes, this kind of, I could probably draw a whole chart, a whole infographic around the journey. And most of you are listening, like, you know what, you're somewhere along that path. But here's what I'd like for you to jump to is the systematizing portion. If you systematize now, even if you don't have enough revenue or enough clients or enough net profit, if you move to systematizing, you'll get to all those things way faster.
Yep.
Because what you'll do is, like you said, the shiny ball, you'll end up jumping into some program that forces you to over deliver, break your systems, and then you're just fighting this kind of
cyclical
problem. You'll never get out of it because you need that next month's revenue because you blew your load on some, you know, you blew all the recurring revenue on this playbook that you bought or something, versus just focusing on systems. Get to the system. After systems, you can do other things.
Yeah.
But without the systems, you're kind of screwed here. So,
and we see it. You know, I mean, we work with gym owners. Our buddy Daniel, obviously, with what he was able to do and sell his gym with this year. I mean, he's the first to say it. Like, if he didn't have the system and the structure of the business in place, he would not have gotten the, you know, the revenue that he got for the business. Yep. Bottom
yep.
line.
Yep.
And that's what Jim, like, you could slam your head against the wall and keep doing what you're doing, but you're going to be in the same place in 4, 5, 6 years from now until you decide to make an intentional decision to start building a business, not just go work harder at the job, but go build a business ultimately that runs independent of what you yourself can provide for the business. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the goal. And when you can capture that, then you have a business that's worth it. It all comes back to the desire. What does somebody want to buy? They want that turnkey cash flow business. Nobody wants to buy a job. Bottom line,
yeah,
it's just not desirable. And your value is going to be 100% dependent upon how, if that is or isn't a reality in your business.
Yeah. So guys, there's your focus for the week, for the month, for the year, for your business is like, what are you going to get out of it? So think about the end now. Get it, you know, get your ducks in a row. Maybe sit down. It's a good time of year to kind of focus on, you know, the vision. 2025 is right around the corner. This should be on everybody's vision board is exit. How do you make the business as valuable as possible? Even if you're not planning on selling next year, the year after, you might as well make it perfect now so that when you do decide it's time, you get the most out of it. So,
and one thing, I mean, just to leave it with that, like you said, even if you don't have the desire to sell the business right now, or even if you don't have the desire to sell the business at all, maybe you have somebody that is next in line, then create the business that's going to be most beneficial for them, mm-hmm. right? You can put all of these things in. You are the owner of the business. If you love your clients and you want to be there and shake hands and kiss babies every day, you have that luxury. Mm-hmm. But to be forced and handcuffed to be in the delivery of your business, that is the place that you have to get out of. You have to if you want, you know, something of value.
Right. All right. Hopefully this helps you guys get refocused for 2025 and beyond. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helped you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.